The future of energy. 35 countries are collaborating in the biggest, most complex science experiment in the world, a massive nuclear fusion reactor. And if the experiment is successful, it could show us how to produce safe and sustainable energy forever. The advantages of nuclear fusion.
Fusion is the atomic reaction that happens in the core of a sun, where intense gravity fuses together hydrogen atoms to produce helium, releasing immense energy in the process. It's the opposite of fission, the splitting of atoms that happens in a nuclear bomb and in our contemporary nuclear power stations. Unlike fission, fusion would be a safe, relatively clean energy source that could never result in a nuclear disaster such as Fukushima or Chernobyl. Energy created by fusion would also be unlimited because it uses hydrogen, which is cheap and abundant.
A massive reactor. The ITER.
The International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor, ITER, now in construction in Provence, is a larger version of the jet fusion machine, pictured here. When finished, the ITER will weigh as much as 3 Eiffel Towers. Its heart will be a donut-shaped reactor chamber, like the one pictured, called a tokamak, that can generate temperatures of 150 million degrees Celsius, or 10 times the heat of the sun's core. This intense heat creates a boiling plasma gas of ions and electrons. When hydrogen atoms are then fired into the plasma, they fuse, just as they do under the gravitational pressure of the sun. In theory, this will generate 10 times more energy than it consumes.
Can fusion work?
We don't know. Firstly, for fusion to be feasible, the ITER must stabilize the boiling plasma inside the reactor. Previous tokamaks have not been able to do this for longer than 6.5 minutes, but size is a key factor. ITER will try to stabilize the plasma by using 10,000 tons of superconductive magnets, each weighing as much as a Boeing 747. Secondly, for fusion to be practical, we have to get more power out of the reactor than we put in, which has not happened yet, but gets closer with each experiment.
An energy solution.
The ITER will not be finished until 2025, but an experiment later this year using the smaller jet machine, pictured here, may already prove that fusion can work. If it does, then the excitement surrounding ITER will become frenetic. The plan is to make it operate at a higher and higher intensity until it reaches its maximum power in 2035. The lessons we learn from it could lead to commercial fusion reactors arriving by the late 2040s. Would that be soon enough to solve our climate crisis? Many fusion scientists like to quote the father of the tokamak, a Russian named Lev Artsimovich, who died in 1973. Fusion power, he predicted, would arrive when mankind needs it, maybe a short time before that.